The EPA is requiring Vermont to develop stricter regulations to restrict phosphorus from sources including agriculture, wastewater plants, and stormwater runoff. Conservation Law Foundation Vermont Office Director Chris Killian says over the past 2 to 3 decades, there have been no significant gains in controlling phosphorus.
While we have reduced pollution from some specific sources, particularly wastewater treatment facilities, larger wastewater treatment facilities, those gains have been eclipsed by increased pollution from other sources like land development, big parking lots and rooftops, roads, and from increased row crop agriculture.
Killian explains that the management plans are being crafted in the wake of a court settlement between the Conservation Law Foundation and the EPA. It requires the state to identify specific and enforceable programs to reduce phosphorus in Lake Champlain. If the state fails to implement such initiatives, the EPA could increase its federal regulation and enforcement. Killian notes that last fall, Vermont officials submitted a draft plan that the EPA rejected.
The EPA said, we need something far more specific, and we need a letter of assurance from the governor that indicates that the state is serious about implementing whatever plan is submitted.
Lake Champlain Committee Executive Director Lori Fisher says EPA's desires are not dissimilar to what many environmental groups want.
Calling for more detail of the actions that they would undertake. But still, what's missing from the state plan is an effective cleanup strategy for Missisquoi Bay and for a section of the South Lake. It's going to require a lot more involvement from every sector in order to reduce this loading.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Clean Water Program Director Kim Greenwood says to be successful, Governor Peter Shumlin must support the phosphorus cleanup plan.
Our Agency of Natural Resources has put forth what we think is a pretty comprehensive plan that looks at all the different contributors to the phosphorus. This is the best shot that we've had to date to meet our phosphorus target. But without the full buy-in from the governor and his administration, we don't know the extent to which we'll be able to actually implement that plan.
Reducing the phosphorus load in Lake Champlain has been discussed for decades, and Lake Champlain International Executive Director James Ellers says politics has been a key stumbling block over the years.
We have not invested in protecting our public waters really for the last generation, maybe even longer, and a lot of it comes down to more regulation and more taxes and fees. And taxes and regulations are not anything most politicians want to be associated with. But that's what it's going to take to protect our drinking water and keep beaches usable and welcoming to tourists and fisheries vibrant. And it's going to cost money.
The EPA is requiring the state of Vermont to submit finalized plans by the end of March and wants a letter of commitment from Shumlin by the end of April. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.